Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night. It is, 9-1-2023, huh? Well. Pretty interesting date. Man. You know, I just, last night had some problems. I just want to let you know. I've been pretty ill for a little while, and I don't go into the details too much on all of this stuff, because what you don't want to do all the time is to let them know, the jerks, the Luciferians, that if they're working on you with something, some kind of a, well, like the last time I talked about it, when my good friend who's able to know and to look up and to see what the real name they give these things at these different times. If you recall the programs, and I've used the phrase several times, satellite directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. So you don't want to let them know what's working and what's not working so much, but let's just suffice to say that I'm trying to do the best I can, and I'll tell you what, without Lord Jesus, I wouldn't even be around. Brother Quayle, I talked to him today, and God bless Steve. Pray for Steve always, and that he would have medical miracles. And if you would, pray for me at times, perhaps, to have medical miracles that I might need, just as we pray for you out there. And Lord Jesus, I'll tell you what, there's also lots of wins. There's a lot of good stuff and blessings. And this is from somebody who was pronounced dead 2 or 3 times. And here, this is, I can read this, I think. Just returned from a 180-mile trip to have an appointment with Mr. B's cardiologist. He said again, he has not seen no one live through what he did. Took him off of the blood thinner and other medications, unheard of, after a year of fighting a portion of county government. So corrupt and won, and thank you, Lord Jesus. So that is somebody, that's the old sheriff, but the old stagecoach stop. He was the guy that we read the praise for, that he is in the hospital for heart and having real bad heart attacks and different stuff. And they were in there, and he died, and they revived him, and he came back, and now he's already being taken off the blood thinner and everything. And it's just incredible. I'll tell you what, these people, they believe in the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus believes in them. And they have such bounty from him because they trust in the Lord. And would that I and everyone else do the same, because I will tell you, it's just miracles, beyond miracles with these people. Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And it's just incredible to say that if you don't know that, then you should repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your hell, come into your heart, and to be your Savior. And that is the trick. That is the trick, the real trick of the whole matter, because it's going to be Jesus that no man will, you know, every man's going to have to bow the knee, because I'll tell you, there's no one else but him to go through the way, the truth, the light, and that's all there is to it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, and lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high. Because he hath known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the 91st Psalm, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good one right there. That's a real good one. And I will tell you, this is the key to the whole thing. The key to the whole thing. Now, let me get into some different things. I'll tell you what, this just continues, this Maui thing. It's just incredible. But I'm going to talk to you about other things as well. But this Maui thing is just nuts. And then this this general Canera guy, you know, who's like the National Guard of Hawaii, just incredible. And the mayor, this mayor guy doesn't even know where he was the night that the thing hit. And he still doesn't know, and his daughter worked for the HECO, for the Hawaiian power company and all that. And then when I found out, I just could not believe this. But you remember how we never got an answer in Las Vegas on who the real shooter may have been and all the people that got killed and shot? And the FBI never gave the story out correctly, and they never told anybody. And then the police chief and all the people, they never told anybody Jack Diddley. And they just said, oh, it was this guy up there with 20 guns in the room, and all the anomalies and all the stuff and all the pre-planning and all the things that had to have happened to allow somebody to take that much up into a hotel room. All the different things and no real strong answers, no truth to come out of Las Vegas. And then I find out allegedly that this guy Peltier is a police chief in Maui. So he must be the hired police chief of the destruction of the World Economic Forum crowd. He's somebody that's a paid guy, you know what I'm saying? To oversee the destruction of people and to oversee blood sacrifice. And that's what this stuff is in Maui, and it still goes on. And they're not telling you anything. And they got the black blanket, the black big tarp all around the entire city. And you can't even stop by the side of the road to show anybody that. And there's no law that says you can't. So then they attack anybody who stops over there. And then the police come up on them. Or they go up with the National Guard. And they come in and tell them to get out of there, or they're going to be... There's no martial law on a road, is there? Is there martial law there? Is, you know, what is the law? And where are the children? Why don't you call up Bezos or Oprah or any of the people like that and say, where are the children? Where are the children in Maui? Where are the children? Governor, where are the children? Red China Joe, you have no comment because you knew what happened. Had no comment because you knew what happened. So let me tell you, this stuff just keeps rolling on and on and on. just keeps going on and on. And then I wanted to talk also a little bit about, I don't know if you remember the movie The Hitman, but it's where this guy, the kids are training to grow up to be trained from an early age to become the toughest fighters and the hitmen, and they work for a bureau and they give them hits all over the world. Do you remember in the Hitman movie where there was a Russian, it was like a Russian premier, actually like a Russian Putin or somebody, but not Putin by that name, but they had a double, and that the person that was killed was the real one, and then the double took over on the stuff? And I thought about that. I said, you know, here we go, have the movie of Prigozhin, allegedly after the fact, where he died in a plane crash, allegedly. And here we have him talking on a video in Africa, where the Wagner Group is down there in Niger, all right? And they're assisting the coup winners, allegedly against Macron and the French and all the different people. And I guess Macron has given the green light to go after Niger. All right. And, but apparently, some countries won't let him fly through, but I guess others, Morocco will let the French planes, the Rafael fighters fly through. So you're going to see Africa erupt. And then our good old buddy, you know, our good old buddy, you know, Putin. All right. Let's see. Well, I've got this keyed up here because it's a big story. All right. It's a big story. Boris, or Yuri Borisov, head of the Russian Space Agency, issued the following chilling story. Announcement earlier today. He told a crowd of students at an event, the Sarmat strategic complex has been put on combat duty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Sarmat, okay? And he said also that Russia will most likely undock the Russian module from the International Space Station after 2030. The Sarmat Armageddon type weapon, basically they also, it's called the Satan II. And it's the most deadly nuclear weapon of mass destruction that Russia has. Satan II, it weighs about 208 tons, 114 foot long, and has a payload of 15 different separate nuclear warheads, okay? And it has a range of 11,000 miles, and it flies approximately 15,880 miles per hour. They shoot it up into space, and it's launched. It's a nuclear-powered cruise missile launches. The warhead capsule then detaches from the missile's large fuel tank. Then the warhead cover is ejected, and then it maneuvers into position, and it maneuvers very fast. And then up to 15 warheads are dropped over the target areas. And they can then independently go over the target. And this thing can take out, the United Kingdom can take out England, basically, with one strike. So, 9 months ago, I guess Putin threatened, in the near future, Sarmat ICBMs will be put on combat duty for the first time. We know that there will be a certain delay in time, but that does not change our plans. Everything will be done. So in June, he said the Satan II missile will be placed on duty, but his claims were confirmed today. So he's ready to rock and roll. He can take out England with one pop, okay? He can also take out large portions of America with one pop. And then at the same time, he could shoot this, you know, into the Ukraine. He could shoot it to any of the NATO countries, or he can shoot it in the United States. Now, what's kind of interesting in that is, as well as that, you have the submarines, and we still have these, allegedly, the problem with the submarines that are possibly autonomous, the tsunami-type submarines that are nuclear bombs on them that can then awaken after 6 months or 8 months or being on the bottom, they can, at a predetermined time, they wake up and then go and launch on their targets. And if you got them in the Great Lakes, they came down through the St. Lawrence Seaway and came down on the side of freighters or other vessels or even large yachts that don't have to be with the Russian flag. They could be just a large yacht from somewhere, you know, even an American port. And they could have those on the sides and come on in through the St. Lawrence Seaway, the different Great Lakes, and drop one or two off here and there and the other, all right? And then they could sit at the bottom of Michigan or Superior or, you know, Erie or Huron or any of the different lakes and sit right there until the time, you see? Or if they're awakened by Putin or by somebody else in Russia, they could be awakened and then boom. And then all of a sudden you got a 1,000-foot wall of water of the Great Lakes of Superior or Michigan coming down, and there goes Chicago and Milwaukee and all kind of places. And then it becomes, if all of them then release, it then becomes a huge wall of water that goes down, what, let's just say, the Mississippi and the Illinois River kind of complex, you know, on down the line. And then on down, you know, the whole large portion of the Midwest. That would take out bridges and all kind of stuff. Then also, you know, we had, with respect to that, we had about 14 or 15 P-8 Orion, which is an interesting thing, or Poseidon, because the Poseidon, P-8 Poseidon, is our highest level sensing aircraft that is to look for subs and all kind of stuff and the nuclear weapons. It can detect them from up in the air. It's the improvement on the P-3 Orion, which did an excellent job and still does. But the P-8 Poseidon, isn't it interesting that the weapon that the Russians have, the tsunami sub, is also called a Poseidon, the autonomous tsunami sub. So all of a sudden we have 14 of those, 15 of them, 14 or 15, come back yesterday from Europe. So they obviously don't want to lose those aircraft in Europe. So we've had all kind of stuff come back. It's kind of interesting. And another one, which I think is just totally, totally very interesting, is that there was a C-17. We watched a big transport aircraft, watched more than a week ago, go over to Europe. We didn't know where it went because it turned off the transponder. And then all of a sudden, one of them shows up with donations from Orban, from the, you know, the Hungarian government from Hungary. And Orban is the president of Hungary. And he gives housing, not FEMA, but Orban gives housing to the people in Maui. Temporary shelters, housing shelters to be put up, and they're flown on a C-17 direct to Maui, all right? FEMA and all these people are not doing doodly squat. They're keeping you up of there, and they're getting ready to make sure that all the property goes, you know, into some Hawaiian trust and all this, and then it gets into the hands of the top developers and the Luciferians. And that doggone police chief, allegedly, and the doggone general of the Hawaiian National Guard, allegedly, are in on the deal. The governor, allegedly, in on the deal. The mayor of Maui, allegedly, in on the deal. So you got to ask Oprah and all the people. And, you know, we hear the talk of the blue roofs. And the blue roofs is like, because the laser beam doesn't go through the color blue. No, it's just that you leave the blue roofs alone. You see, allegedly. So, in terms of that, I was looking around, and during the Hurricane Idalia, I saw footage from the Magic Kingdom from Disney. And then I looked at the castle, you know, the big castle in the Magic Kingdom. And what did I see there? But all the roofs of the steeples in the castle were all blue. And I thought about that. I said, well, that's an interesting use of blue paint. Interesting use of blue paint. That's all I can say is that. But it was interesting, particularly since all these weather manipulation and weather weapons are being used to create the hurricanes and the different things. But then I also saw something extremely interesting. I was called my attention to it by an astute crew in the Allegheny crew, who also watch The Mimic a lot. And there's others, good ones, Minnesota and different people watch that Mimic with me. And Mr. BT and different people like that. But anyway, Allegheny says, take a look at the Mimic right now. So I go to the Mimic. It's the University of Wisconsin. It's a tropical moisture, bop, bop, bop. We've talked about this, but I've always told you that it does show, and it does show, and if you read the fine print of what it does look at, it does show electromagnetic effects and things that are extant in the various things. And you can look at different domains, North America, Alaska, North Atlantic, Europe, Indian Ocean, Australia. You can look at all these different domains and see what's going on. And then you can see it from the last 24 hours, or the last 48 or 72 hours, see what's going on. Well, just as Idalia was really starting to move in to the Tampa Bay area, it was really close to it. And, you know, there was storm surge and stuff there. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But the whole full force was supposedly going to hit Tampa Bay, which they thought was going to be devastating for a huge city. But then also what people are not paying attention to is that you have at MacDill Air Force Base at the Dilly Bird, I call it, at the Dilly Bird, you've got three of the top U.S. military commands there, I believe. What is it? Southern, Central, African commands are all different ones. I forget the names of all of them, but that's the headquarters for the entire top echelon of the commands of the military. So at the last minute before that's really going to hit in and take off into the Tampa Bay, we see coming from the south, I believe, up from south of Cuba and through the little slot. It's like a whoosh. It's like a bullet. You can see a white, zinging bullet or a white streak of light, teeny, tiny streak of light, go right up to the edge of Tampa Bay and to hit the edge of the hurricane itself. And then immediately after that happens, within the next minutes, that hurricane goes slightly west and then to the north and then makes landfall further up the coast in Florida into more rural areas. But that was at the last second, I believe, that the Dilly Bird, that they made sure somehow or another, allegedly, that they told whoever's going to shoot the big shot there to do it quick and with that and to turn that hurricane so it didn't go in completely into Tampa Bay. And then hence affect MacDill more unfavorably than not. So I guess where it hit, you can say was caused in a sense, trying to spare a large metropolitan area, and MacDill commands was trying to spare that, and then they steered it up to where it did have, what is it, Heaton Beach or near Cedar Key or that kind of thing, up a little bit further north, and then wherever it took in there from that direction on, that was caused because it moved the hurricane. Now, if they can do that, and I watched that, the Allegheny crew was watching it, and we see that, then you've got to understand that weather can weapons and things and scalar weapons and tectonic weapons and all these things are true and possible. Brother Quayle wrote about them, 20 years ago in his book, And incidentally, any book that Steve has ever done, I talked to Steve today, he's not reprinting them. So if there's any of the books are still available, you need to take advantage and get them now because he's not going to reprint them. This thing, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting down to cases here. We're getting into the latter days. We don't know the exact time, but we know the season, if you know what I'm saying. And Lord Jesus did say in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, the beginning of sorrows. If you're not preparing in earnest and as rapidly as you possibly can, but methodically based on your list of what kind of food you're going to need, the water purification, the Berkey filters, the water storage equipment, the firearms, and thousands of rounds of ammunition, because I'm going to tell you what. Do you think, let me pose this question in a satirical kind of way. Allegedly, if the dollar collapses and the markets all go bust and we have a stock market that's only 50% or 50 to 90% of where it is now, a drop, in other words, 50 to 90% drop, and if banks start closing, the large banks, Brother Quayle has talked about Wells Fargo and different banks at the top, how they're in deep trouble. Oh, we've heard this before, and we'll see. That's fine. But this dollar thing with the bricks is something that even your so-called smart boys in your town, the ones that are they're the big mockers and movers and shakers, they don't even know about the bricks. They don't know about that. You could be a local bank president, and they don't even know or understand the impact or the import of that. They just hear what they hear from up the line. Or some guy handles it for the, bank president. And they don't know that oil doesn't have to be sold from Saudi Arabia or the Emirates or from Russia, certainly, or any of the things. They're not going to be trading in the dollars. So the demand for the dollar is dropping precipitously. They don't have to buy dollars in order to buy oil or natural gas. They can buy it in their own currency if they're in the BRICS, and they just put six more people into it, didn't they? So, in that respect, if this is getting ready to happen, you haven't seen anything with regard to the prices yet. People say, well, I'm going to wait till, I'll wait till steak goes back, goes on sale, Well, it may be on sale right now at $30 a pound, And then I've heard up to 14 cities are going to ban red meat or limit it greatly. And that they want you to eat the mealyworms and the bugs, you see. Because they're great protein, and because you will own nothing, World Economic Forum, you will own nothing, and you'll be happy. And we'll pay you this little wage, we'll pay you $1,200 a month or whatever, and you can live in the little 15-minute city of Maui or perhaps even Cedar Key, okay? Because there's some talk that they may have wanted Cedar Key to get taken out because it could be a little 15-minute city. Well, let me tell you what. While there is a gun store, and I would suggest that you buy your stuff locally if you can. Nothing wrong with mail order. But I'm going to tell you, UPS is giving buyouts to over half their planes, their pilots. Federal Express, they're basically on strike, you know, because nobody is buying anything and shipping them by FedEx or UPS anymore. Oh, they are, but the numbers are greatly diminished. This is Bidenomics, you see. The credit cards are getting maxed out. We got over $1 trillion in credit card debt. So there you go. And that's, you know, I'm not faulting anybody on that, because this is not the 80s or the 90s where it's just all a choice. This is people trying to survive until something hopefully would come along. And a lot of people are hoping for Trump. Well, he did win a victory, I guess, to a certain degree. I guess they were trying to ban him, you know. And I think this is in Florida, in a certain area. They were trying to ban him from the ballot in the presidential campaign. But Judge Robin Rosenberg, who was appointed by President Obama in 2014, swiftly dismissed a case challenging Trump's candidacy just a week after the lawsuit was filed. The case had been brought by a Boynton Beach tax attorney, Lawrence Kaplan, and two others, argue that Trump's name should not be allowed to appear on the Florida presidential primary ballot next year because of his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Robinson told the plaintiffs on Friday that their case lacked standing to bring a challenge under the Constitution's 14th Amendment. So that's good words, but I still don't know how it's all going to, you know, map out. Or if Trump, can you see him trying to hold a rally in the midst of that? He's got to be in one court in one day, and the next day he's got to be in the other court, and a week later he's got to be in the other court. And right before Super Tuesday in the primaries, when he would normally be out, you know, popping, you know, holding the big rallies, the big meetings and stuff, he's got to be in court, all right? So I don't know how it's going to play out, and I don't know how Biden's thing will play out. It could be that, well, you know, the WEF, Klaus Schwab, and Harari, and their toadies have said, oh, elections are so expensive. We'll allow you to vote, but we'll just pick the president. And that would be much more efficient, you see. Well, let me tell you what. Old Klaus and all you boys and whoever you're working for, or Rockefeller or whatever, but you're really who you're working for, is Lucifer, the Lightbringer, you call him. And under other fallen angels. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm already starting to see on television, I saw it the other night, there was a commercial, and I forget who it was for. So I'm just going to talk about it, what I remember of the commercial. And this, a young child, and it was either a mother or a father, I forget which. And they were in trouble, and they were hungry or tired, or they needed a fire put out, you know, that was burning or whatever it was some problem they had. And it said, never fear, the friends have come, and the friends have arrived. And then on the screen is a giant dressed like a Greco or Roman clothing, you know, with the leather chap, war skirt and all that stuff, and a breastplate, and, you know, like a crown around their head, you know, with a tiara-like thing or whatever. And the friend, never fear, the friends are here to help you. And the friend reaches down and then goes, and uses his breath, and he blows out a fire or, you know, whatever he does. And then he reaches his hand down there to touch him. So your friends are ready to arrive. Well, you're going to have giant, you know, fallen angels, you know. You're going to have the Anunnaki-like giants. If you've ever seen the Zechariah Sitchin's books and the pictures of the Sumerian pictures and the clay tablets and stuff that depict giant beings and then other smaller beings down here. If you don't think you're not going to see that, then, you know, so it was in the time of Noah, so it will be, you know, at a certain point in time. You see what I'm saying? this stuff is going to be real. And when it comes, and men's heart will, you know, fail them for what comes upon the earth, what comes on the earth. So I don't think that the elections are going to be the answer. And I will tell you this, I know what the answer is. The answer is Lord Jesus. If you have not repented of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your savior, then you ought to do so right away. Because you're going to need the personal relationship with Lord Jesus, not just to go to church. I was told that in certain websites and stuff, certain religious websites now, particularly a number of different Catholic websites, apparently, that there is an AI that writes the answers or writes the articles or is up on the website, runs this website or that website saying such and such said this or such and such. And the such and suches, the people they're talking about, never said a word of it. So AI is now in religion and talking about religion and this way and that way, the other way. I read an article, I couldn't believe it. It was an AI-written article. And I could tell the syntax, the usage of certain phrases, and the way they wrote it was not a human being writing it. It's the AI. It was subscribed to a certain reporter or what have you. And then I've heard also that some pastors and ministers and priests are actually using in their sermons, or their homilies, they're using, apparently, ChatGPT written sermons. This is all part of the fact that the elect is going to be deceived, and they're going to fall away. The church falls away from the Lord and gets corrupted into the, counterfeit Messiah via the Antichrist, who he possesses the Antichrist body. I listened to Brother Quayle the other night say, or the other day say, on his one of his, I guess it was his Q-Files 2.0, and he was talking about the two witnesses and how they're going to be there before too long, and that from what he understands, they're around and they're here on the planet, and that they will show up, and that pretty soon that you're going to see whenever the Antichrist makes his thing and announces his programs and all of his stuff. And we don't know exactly who that is quite yet. Boutros, Boutros, Ghali, Barack Hussein, Obama, this one, that one, the other one, Prince Will.i.am or whatever, you know, whoever it might be, Prince Charles. There's all kind of rumors about this one or that one or the other one. We don't know exactly who it is. But Brother Quayle was telling on the 2.0, the Q-Files 2.0, that he has heard and from sources that the witnesses are out there and are ready to go. Elijah and Enoch. Because they never died. Moses did die. So it can't necessarily be him. But whoever the witness is going to be, you're going to see that phenomena take place. So you're going to need to have food, water, medical supplies, as well as, I think, colloidal silver and fish antibiotics and all the different things and your blood pressure medicines and the heart medicines and all the different things. And then I would say, normally I would say insulin, but then again, I talked about it the other night, the Mahousia, the doctor, the good doctor who talked to on Brighteon, who talked to the health ranger and also different people have interviewed her, and she does the dark field microscopy, And she did it on the blood of all the people who've had the vaccine. And then she's done it on people who haven't had the vaccine, but she's seeing the same self-assembling nanotubules. Remember the graphene oxide and the nanotubule stuff where they create their own little structure in the blood and in the body and in the organs. And that's one of the reasons we didn't want to take the vaccines. But then they found out that, oh, they've got the vaccines where they're going to shed to people who never took the vaccine. And then what I found out through her, she also allegedly, she took in her research, Glargine insulin, or Lantus is a brand name, allegedly, and also Humalog, allegedly, brand name. And in her research, she said that she found when she put the actual insulin on the test tube, or on the, not the test tube, but on the slides, and did her dark field microscopy analysis, that it created the same tubules, were being created, the self-assembling tubules, that then apparently are forming blood clots in all these different people. And that's the one reason people are having heart attacks, or having clots go to the lungs, or clots in their legs, or all the different stuff. And I said, huh, I'm diabetic. I use those two products. And then I find out that I'm injecting myself every time, apparently, with the same stuff that was in the vaccine. At the same time, isn't it a conundrum that I need that to lower blood sugar? So that I don't go into the diabetic coma like I went into a number of years ago. When the Lord Jesus, I was with him in the tunnel, or the tube where you go to get ready to go to heaven, but I did not go to heaven, but I was with Jesus there, and I could look down and see my body in the hospital thing as they were working on me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. This is a war is ongoing between good and evil and good. And if you just think it's about an election, and that's a different level of the onion, it's a different slice of the onion, it's a different level of the chessboard, you see. Now, I'll tell you what, if the dollar's not going to be worth it, but you need some cash, you need to keep actual cash, not in the bank account. You need to have some, like Grandpa used to do it. My grandpa and my father, they always had cash money in the wallet. You know, they would get their paycheck, and they would take out, they would cut out a certain portion and put back into the wallet or into their folding cash in their pants pocket. So you need to do some of that if you can, a little bit, even if it's, you know, $50 or $100, and just, you also got your pennies in the big jar in your bedroom, in the closet where you've been throwing your pennies and your change for all this time. Go cash it in. Go take it and get it counted up at the bank or at the grocery store where they have those machines now and some of the big grocery stores. And get that and put it into your secret hiding spot or into your wallet, because we're not going to be necessarily aware when the time is going to be, and sure as heck it's going to be the worst possible time. You'll be at work, or you're, you know, just took the kids to school and you're coming out, and then all of a sudden there it goes. And then what do? And you look down and you only got a quarter tank of gas. Well, you should have been keeping the gas tank filled. You see what I'm saying? All the things need to be the I's dotted and the T's crossed. And your key is to have Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. And if you don't, you better get him right away. You ain't going to make it. So you need a little cash, but you also, if you need gold and silver or platinum, and like Brother Quayle always says, you know, Gold is for buying your life. Silver is for transacting business. You know, and he was told that by somebody who was told that when they tried to bargain. When they tried to bargain with silver and gold, and they said, you fool, don't you know that if your life is worth gold, but you use silver for your transaction or platinum or whatever. But let me tell you, gold, right before I came on air, $1,942.42, $1,942.42. Silver, $24.28. Platinum, $973.10. Brother Quayle can get you this stuff quickly. You call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And if you get Steve or you get Daryl, he's a very capable manager, or Tyler, his son, or one of the other good people in the office, you tell him Hawk sent you. And while you're there, get the DVD, you know, Lies of Men and Gods. And also, if you want to be illustrative to a lot of people who are now starting to really understand and experience it, because I guess I hear there's, you know, a fire on Oahu, and there's all kind of fires in Louisiana. In Louisiana. Western Louisiana. And even fires in the bayou. Just crazy. And California's got fires in Washington State and Oregon. You know, all parts of Canada, all kind of places, Greek islands. And oh, isn't it interesting? The loony balloons are always looking on from somewhere. In the Canaries there, or whatever is Tenerife or one of the other Canaries where Cumbre Vieja, the shelf, is at. Then if that shelf was to have a tectonic collapse, we watched it a few years ago when it was on fire and the volcano erupted, and then that shelf goes, there goes the tsunami, you know. 1,000 feet high, 500 miles an hour. That hits the entire east coast of the United States and parts of Europe and England and Canada. It goes up and down the whole way. This stuff is in the works. And these loony balloons and all these little cutesy things are there. Isn't it interesting that we've seen in the last few days out in California, in the desert, near China Lake, naval weapons, you know, headquarters out there and research facility, and they fly strange craft and have strange weapons and all kind of stuff out there. And then if you're in that area, you know, you got the Skunk Works, you know, and you also got the Ant Hill out by Tehachapi, and you got the Chocolate Mountains, and you got all that stuff. If you're sitting up there at 60,000 feet, in actual, the beginning of space. And oh, Hawk, aren't DARPA, aren't they running those balloons? Well, DARPA invented the balloons, but then they somehow or another, those Aerostar balloons became associated with Google, and then the Red Chinese were launching them and launching them off submarines and all kind of stuff like that. And I have said that, quite frankly, it looks like that, Red China Joe has got DARPA making sure that all the same information that was passed by the Chinese spy balloons is being passed allegedly by the DARPA or Raven Aerostar, allegedly out of South Dakota, allegedly, that they're DARPA balloons, but allegedly they're acting like they're still passing the information to the Red Chinese, because we've had these same things up and down and all over, right by large U.S. military bases. And now with the China Lake and all that out in there, they've had three or four of them surrounding them, just sitting right there at 60,000 feet. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting to see if certain spacecraft or you know, different craft are launched from there, or different type of weapons, you know, or at Yuma, you know, where the big laser that went out into space years and years ago went up and hit a target, and then you could see that because it was hit, and you could see it from the space shuttle, and they could look out over there, and it popped a target out there. And these things have also appeared off all the different large military bases. It's like they sit up there and they give all the information out, beam it to the Red Chinese, you know, allegedly. Just crazy. And then with regards to these fires and the different stuff in Maui, then you have one of the old firefighters out on the Rancho outside of Austin. And he's been an insurance inspector for fire inspector for insurance companies, and was in the fire departments, and, you know, at high levels, and probably, you know, the inspector who goes out to see what caused the fires. And he said, there's no way that Maui is a grass fire or forest fire, or no way, because the temperatures don't get that hot and they don't operate that way. On the channel, parts of the channel coast of England, fires, two or three Greek islands, fires, Maui, all these places where they would just love to have a conclave, a World Economic Forum, and to have you slaves. Oh, citizens, well taken care of by the friends. Sit in your little cities, and you live in a high rise, and you're allowed to go out a certain period of the day to go to get your groceries and to go to the drugstore, you know, get some more of that stuff where we're going to go ahead and you're going to shoot yourself up with insulin, and oh, you're just going to give yourself more of those mesh-like things and put more of the tubules into your body. So you will see why old Hawk has got a real problem here with this stuff now. And I normally don't talk about it because we don't want to let the jerks know, the Luciferian screwballs and scumbags know that what they're doing is working. But they know that it's working because they designed it to work. What is it, 50, 60 million diabetics, you know, in the United States? Something like that, or in the, you know, in the world or whatever. I mean, I forget the exact number for the U.S., but it's a large number. Now, not everybody uses the insulin, but I don't know what, maybe the pills have some of the same stuff. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you what. SteveQuayle.com, 406-586-4840. And you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. And believe me, anything is most needed and welcome. Could be a check, Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, dime, or, you know, an ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, a little bit of platinum, whatever it is. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And keep old Hawk in the game, fighting the Lucy and putting the ball bat up against his shins and up against his head. And the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Let's make sure that church gets completely built, all right? We're almost there, I believe. Or I believe the last time we were there that the funds had been arrived. So let's fill it with songbooks and Bibles for all the new people coming to that home, to that new church, and to all the other Mountain Yard tribes in Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states, and Myanmar or Burma, those areas. And each village has different dialects, so you got to print the Bibles in the dialects. And the love of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Word is just booming there. Anything is needed and welcome for them. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you for that. Now, I guess the U.S. is sending depleted uranium rounds, which that means in terms of Putin's idea, that is basically going to be use of nuclear material or nuclear-type weapons. You got the F-16s going in there. We know that China has also now said that the U.S. has crossed a red line. Hello there out there to my buddy Crazy Horse. Get that old buffalo gun tuned up and sighted in. The U.S. China says it crossed a red line with its support and assistance for Taiwan, and there's going to be a storm of lethal consequences. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your home, your business, your ranch, your farm. Mighty men and women of valor. The MMV, use your high technology, strike blows against the Luciferians and those who would try to enslave constitutional Bill of Rights in America. Fandango Ranger, to know you're ready, and Mickey Lapua. Mickey, you're the best by test on that old 338 or hand-to-hand. Road and track and little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. He loves you. Stay with your studies of math, science, history, all the different subjects, as well as your Muay Thai, ninja ways, your firearms, and your